You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I had, and I still have today, what would this be? Let's see, 12, 13, 14 hours later, I still have an earworm. Generally, when Gretchen does her piano lessons with kids, I leave the house. Generally, I just leave the house to her and the piano. Because she teaches kids. Usually they're like ages 5 to 10, somewhere in that range.
A Twinkle Twinkle, a lot of Yankee Doodle.
Well, yeah, that's where they start. But then as they progress and they start working on, you know, the upcoming recital, which is in early June, they have songs that they'll work on. And yesterday, this kid, I want to say he's either 8 or 9, the song he chose, and now I'm going to give all of you the earworm, too. The song he chose was The Sound of Silence, the old Simon and Garfunkel song. So yesterday, I am down in the basement, down in my basement studio, but I can hear the piano, and for 30 minutes, basically, I'm hearing dun 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 dun, and then a pause, and then dun 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 dun, and it just like
it'll just be there forever.
I'm telling you, it's not like he was bad at it. And then he went to the next, you know, little part, dun 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 dun, and then he'd mess up and then go back dun 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 dun, and I was like, oh my god,
enough already.
Silence is in my head and will never leave.
Yeah, buddy, it'll get you. I mean, try having kids in piano and them every day for 30 minutes
practicing
playing dun 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 dun.
Oh, bless their hearts. I love to see kids taking piano and guitar lessons and that type of thing. It's really good for their brains, and I love to see it, but it just reinforced why I leave the house.
That's funny that you leave the house. You're like, I just can't do it. I got to get out of here.
Well, you know, plus I do better working out of the house anyway.
Yeah, different environment.
If I go to write, I will always write better and more when I'm out of the house, and I don't know why that is, but I just do. Anyway, so that was my big day yesterday. What's going on in your world?
A couple things. Speaking of kiddos again, getting ready to drop some fat stacks of cash today at the dentist. Today is the first of two procedures for my daughter. She's getting the palate separator today, where the little device that goes up over in the roof of your mouth with the little key that you've got to tighten or whatever, you know, every few days, and it separates the palate and kind of pushes everything out. Sounds really fun. So
it sounds medieval.
It really does, doesn't it?
It sounds like a medieval torture device.
I've been trying to talk it up and, you know, be pretty positive
if
about
you
all
do
this.
Do not show loyalty to the king, you shall get the palate separated.
I know. So it's going to be a lot of soft foods for the next few days. So that's, you know, part one. And then a few weeks down the road, she actually gets the braces up top as well. So she'll have the palate separator and then the braces on top. So she'll have a mouth full of metal. Be very difficult to get through TSA, and very hard to keep clean, from what I understand. So
my goodness. Well, it's all going to be.
It's going to be fine.
How long is the entire process start
to
finish? What are they estimating?
A year, I think, this first round, and there might have to be a second round or something like that, if I recall. I really wasn't paying attention.
Well, a year will fly by.
It'll be fine. Kids are resilient. Everything's going to be great. So that's going on today. And then the second thing, I spent most of my day yesterday.
Wait a minute. Can we go back?
Sure.
Are you free to talk about what all of the dental stuff costs?
Oh, we talked about this already. It was like $6,000 or something for this whole thing, but insurance is covering a big chunk of it.
Oh, okay. The bulk of it?
Nick Nack has really good insurance. Yeah, the bulk of it.
Okay.
But it's still, it's like, man, I feel bad for people that don't have decent insurance because...
Well, then they just don't get the procedure.
They don't do
it.
The poor kid grows up with, you know, teeth that are
gnarly teeth.
Gnarly teeth, buddy. And then, yeah, yesterday, one of the best things that my little community does, my HOA, is twice a summer they bring in dumpsters for the entire community. And they place like 5 dumpsters around, and it gives everybody a chance to prune all their shrubbery and go through their basements and garages and dump and get rid of a bunch of junk. And I absolutely love it because it keeps the community clean. So yesterday I spent a lot of my day just gathering stuff I want to get rid of. I had to take apart a grill. I'm dumping a grill. I've got some old, you know, construction materials I got to get rid of. But the thing that struck me is my buddy Boston Rob, two doors down, he's getting ready to move out.
Scotland Rob.
Check it. Yeah, Scotland Rob. Boston Rob was from that game show. Scotland Rob. He's getting ready to move, and he's dumping, like, everything in his house. Like mattresses,
oh, that's
and
not good.
Exercise bikes, and tables and chairs, and I'm like, dude,
no,
that's not cool.
That is selfish. You can't monopolize the dumpster just because you're moving.
I know.
That's the cost, like, of moving.
He told me he was going to camp out overnight and wait, and as soon as it arrived, he was going to dump everything and, like, scamper
off. Well, that
off.
Is. I'm sorry, Scotland Rob. I don't know you, but you sound selfish to me. So.
Well, he's, you know,
pay for your own roll.
He's frugal.
Those little rule offs that you get are not.
They're not
that
expensive. They're not too bad. But you know, if it's sitting there and you got stuff to dump, I can't say that I wouldn't do the same thing. Probably.
Well, I could see with something like that, he should wait until everyone else is done, and then whatever extra room is left in all of the dumpsters,
then
but
it.
I wouldn't dominate it just because you're moving. That's a jerk thing to do.
It's unique, isn't it?
It is.
It's a unique thing to do.
I know he's your buddy, and he listens, and you don't want to hurt his feelings. The entire world would say that's a jerk thing to do. It just is.
A little bit.
It just is. Like, if he was living next door to someone who was moving and they did that, he would come out, and in his unintelligible dialect, he would be screaming about how uncool it was.
I know. Bless his heart.
I'm a little jealous, though, that your neighborhood does have that, because I moved into a neighborhood that... Because I used to, there when I lived off of Parker Road over by Cherry Creek State Park, our neighborhood did that once a year. They brought in, they had what they call large item pickup.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't dumpsters, but they had a company that came through, and you just set everything out at your curb,
so
and they would come through. So people wanted to get rid of a grill or something like that, they could. But the neighborhood I moved into does not do that. Mm. And you realize what a nice little perk that is for your community.
It's a great perk. Everybody gets excited about it every year. It's like the talk of the neighborhood. When are the dumpsters coming? What's the date? When is it? Do they have it posted?
You're on the HOA. You're one of those HOA Nazis. What does it cost for you guys to bring those in? Do you know?
Oh, God. I'd have to look over the budget again. I don't recall.
I mean,
off the top of my head.
HOA fees is paying for it. So
essentially, we are paying for it.
So basically, everyone in the neighborhood is paying for Scotland Rob to get rid of his junk.
All of his mattresses. His filthy, stained mattresses. You're right. He is kind of a jerk, isn't he?
it's a jerk move. It's just, you just got to call
it. Hey, I talked him out of his pool table. I was able to sell his pool table on my Facebook because he was going to smash up a pool table and put it in there as well because he didn't want to get it out of the house.
Well,
nobody wanted it.
For people. That's why you don't get pool tables or ping pong.
Bingo.